You didn't learn well enough.
What?
You didn't learn well enough.
Well,
du hast noch nicht genug gut gelernt. All right, we are on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. We are at Revi Mavki La'avdon Amore, which is almost halfway down, almost exactly halfway, a little bit more than halfway down, is a Yud Tes Amud Aleph 37. There's a resh at the end of the line, and there's a star right before that resh. And that's where we are. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines up from where the lines get wide. What? Okay. Got it. Remy Mopke loved an Amore. This actually touched on a topic which we talked about last night. From Brachos, but here it is in Tainus. Rebbe Mavki L'Avdon Amore. Rebbe gave a command directed Avdon his Amora, meaning the fellow used to say over his speeches in a loud voice. Achris Kokomeon, pronounced in front of the congregation, Man the Matzli, somebody wants to Davin Mariv, Yatzli the room shrink and Davin Mariv Ad Yom Kaim while the day is still there. Now, I assume that means after Plag Mincha, right? But he's talking about after Plag, you can ready Davin Marv. Rabbi Chia Barba Mavki L'Amar. Rabbi Chia Barba said to his Amora, Achris Kumeon, announced in front of the congregation, Manda Matli Yati Dramshad Yomakain. Davin Marv during the daytime. Rabbi Chia Chinat said, Mashchani Rabbi Yishmo Rabbi Yossi to Pundak Echad. Rabbi Shor Yossi took me to a certain inn. Normally, he said, "Kan nisbal Abba Shalele Shabbos for Erev Shabbos." Here, my father daven the Friday night's davening on Erev Shabbos. So here we see the concept of Tosefes Shabbos that you can add on Shabbos early, like we do very often in the summer. Rabbi Yirmiyahu said, "Rabbi Yochanan poly Rabbi Yochanan argues." So the two Yerushalayim at the bottom gives two reasons why Rabbi Yochanan might argue. One is that he holds that you're not supposed to add on to Shabbos. No, when Shabbos begins, you don't begin it early. The other is because he holds Tfilas Ma'ariv is a choiva. Tfilas Ma'ariv is a choiva, so therefore it's a choiva specifically to daven in the time when they allotted to it, which is at night. Says Mar, the truth is, even though Rabbi Yochanan wanted to argue, v'lova tarchem it's badly, it was not proper for him to argue. Mama, why should I have argued? Shekemos him in Chol HaKodesh, because it is universally accepted that you do add from weekdays on Yom Tov. And furthermore, vote, we have precedent. The Saukun Chamraya min Arav Litziporin, the donkey drivers came from Arav to Tziporin. Vram, and they said, Kfar Shavas Arachinim ben Doisa Biro. Arachinim ben Doisa already made Shabbos in his city, even though it was early. So here we see precedent for early Shabbos, and therefore we repudiate Rabbi Yechlon, rejected the concept of early Shabbos. Vaido Amar Dovahat. Vahaida Omar, and here we repeat ourselves. Where is the source for making Shabbos early? He pulled me to a certain inn. Vomerly said, "Kani spal abo shemotzoi Shabbos b'Shabbos." Here's even bigger chiddush. You can daven mar motzoi Shabbos on Shabbos. Now, may Rabbi Yochanan not argue on that? Says Martin, no. Even on that, Rabbi Yochanan shouldn't argue. The Rabbi Mafkid La'avdan Amar, we mentioned this yesterday, then the Yushalmi Shidis Gadab Amar before says.
Shabbos.
Why not? What's the difference?
So as long as you don't do any work until after it says, you can daven the Vach Dikashmash.
Yeah, sure.
On Shabbos.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah. Just don't do any work, yeah.
Did we have that anymore?
Yeah. I think we did. I think we had brachos. I'm pretty sure we had brachos in Yerushalmi. So there's a famous Rabbi Yoni says you can make Avdolah on Shabbos. We wait, but you can make Avdolah on Shabbos. So.
No candle,
right. Mandi Atzi Yamsi, so the Rebbe, the first wide line, the Rebbe Mavki loved an Amore. Rebbe told his Avdon, his Amora, Achaz command pronounced from the congregation, Mandi Yatzli, when anybody wants to daven, Yatzli the Ramshu can daven Marv Adi Yom HaKayim, while the day is still in effect. Rechir Rabba Mavki Lamori, Rechir Rabba announced to Zamora, Achaz command. Again, this is something which we had a few lines ago, pronounced from the congregation, Mandi Yatzli, anybody wants to daven, Yatzli the Ramshu can daven Marv Adi Yom HaKayim in the middle of the day. Again, this is all the sheet of the Yerushalmi. The base Rabbi Yani, the house of Rabbi Yani, has said even a bigger chiddush. He obviously holds that Ma'ariv is a reshus. Aluna done lemito. So a person went to bed. Ain't much chichon a lovely sherry. Don't make him go down in order to have Ma'ariv. If he misses Ma'ariv, not too terrible. All right, Rabbi Zira says, and nevertheless, calls man davino avikin. Any time I did that, in other words, I went to bed. I remember I didn't have Ma'ariv. And I didn't go to that marv have a mispachna b'leila. I would be afraid at night. Which, even though it might be halachically permissible to skip marv when you're ready in bed, it's not considered to be a nice practice. Leis loch, so rather better than skipping marv if you're going to bed early. Leis loch elikadot the Rebbe mafkil avdon amrei. It's better to do like Rebbe told avdon as amira. Achaz command pronounced for them man the matzah. Anybody who wants to daven yatzi dram shadiyam mekayin kedaven. Marv, it's still day. That's better than going to sleep without having to have Marv. Rechir Barba Mavkil Amori, he told his Amora, Achri's command, now it's in front of him, Mada Matzah Yatzi Ram Shadiyoy Makayim, should have Marv all the day. It's still effect. Om Rabbi Yochel Yaakov Racha Tani Tamo, we learned over there, Tfilos Erev Mau. Now this is a Gemara which actually appears in Brachos and Yush, in the Bavli, also very, very similar Gemara. Rabbi Yaakov said, Rabbi Yaakov Aracha said, Tani Tamon, we learned over there, Tfilos Erev Mau, what's the status? Tfilos Ma'ariv, and Gamliel Mer Choyva, Tfilos says it's mandatory. Rabbi Shua Mer Shus, Rabbi Shua says it's optional. Arm Rabbi Chena Chena said, Asyan Ilin Plukta, Pluk Yusa, this Machlo is going Kihina Pluk Yusa, like the other Machlo, which is, Manda Mer Choyva, he says Ma'ariv is mandatory, holds Ein Ila Poter Shel Erev. He can't be Yoitse with Ni'ila Tfilos Ma'ariv. Which we really saw last night, linkage. We hypothesized the linkage, but here it is explicitly. Mandamar Rishus, he says that Meyer, if it's Rishus, it's optional. Nila Poter Shal Erev and Matzah Yom Kippur, Nila exempts the Meyerif prayer.
If you could
later on, they say Baruch HaMavdi or whatever. Just like Shema, you have to say later on anyway. Okay, but the Shemoneh Esrei could daven during the day. So my sister and Talmud is brought down here in the Korban Eda, I think it's for the Bavli. It's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Yonah the Yoima. He came and asked Rabbi Yeshua, Tfilos Erev Mahi. What's the status of Tfilos Erev? Amalei Rishus, he said it's optional. Ubava Shos and Gamliel, then he came and asked Gamliel, Tfilos Erev Mahi, what's the status of Mahi? Amalei, so he said, Chayv, it's mandatory. Amalei, so he said, Hello, Rabbi Yeshua, Marley Rishus. Shutam it's optional. Amar Lo, Sir Gamliel said to the Talmud, to Rishim Rechayim Lamochach, she comes to Beis Avad, tomorrow when we go into the Beis Medrash, the place of gathering, Amod, stand up, Ushal Es HaLocha, Zos, and ask this HaLocha. Vamar Lo, Sir Talmud, that student stood up, Ushal Sir Gamliel, and asked Gamliel in the Beis Medrash, Tfilah Seher Mawot, Tzitzas Amar, Amar Lo, Choyva. He said, it's mandatory. Amar Lo, Sir Rabbi Shua, Rishim Rechayim said, Rabbi Shua Maru Shus, then Rabbi Shua say it's optional. Amal Gamliel, Rabbi Shua, and Gamliel said, Rabbi Shua, Atu Shaoi Maru Shus, do you really want to say it's optional? Amal Lab, so he lied. Said, no, I didn't say that. Amal Lo, he said, Amodar Aglecha, stand on your feet, Yeduchan, they'll testify against you. Shimon Chai testified that Rabbi Shua told him that it is optional. Vayran Gamliel, Yoshev Darsh, and Gamliel sitting in Darsh, Rabbi Shua, Oimir Arakla, Rabbi Shua stood on his feet. Achirinu Bokalam until all the entire nation protested. Armalei the Chol Red Chutzbis HaMetargum and the Turgum, so he said to Chutzbis, who was broadcasting on Mil's Drasha, Haftar, so I'm let the nation go. In other words, we can't bear it anymore. Stop. Armru Rabbi Zinun HaChazan, he said to Rabbi Zinun HaChazan, Emor HaSchilu, say start. So it's a couple of interpretations of that. With the Kormanate says Emor HaSchilu means say start the Kaddish. They said a Kaddish to Rabbanan after learning, so they start the Kaddish. According to the Mashpia, should not say a more to say, but rather a mode. And he wanted they wanted the Shamish to stand, not to stand in and of itself, but rather to do Hagbah. Because at the end of the day of learning, they will put the Sefer Torah away. So they do Hagbah. So even whatever it is, Kaddish, Hagbah, whatever. Brahm with Schilu, they said to begin either the Kaddish or Hagbah, Vamdu Klam or Aglaim. What? Two people did what?
I thought a person, you can ask a rabbi something, and if he says something, ask another.
No, there's a set of, oh, Achim or Shin by Yochai did it?
Yeah.
He was gathering opinions. He wasn't going for a psak, he was gathering opinions to transmit to his Talmidim. You get as much knowledge as possible. This wasn't for a psak, but rather for knowledge purposes. So it says, Amrulos, they said, V'chiyamilu avaras latami. The Seder Gamliel, on whom has not passed your evil constantly? V'yad ochel minos, they went to meet Leominos from Elezim Azari B'Yeshiva. He met Elezim Azari the Rosh Yeshiva. Ben Sheshes Reshana, he was 16. Bavli says, of course, he was 18. There's a gear so here in the Torah we showing that he was 13. 13. Okay. Venima Karosha Savas and his entire head became full of white hair. Rabbi Kiva Ishimitsar, Rabbi Kiva is upset. Vamre said, Loshu Ben Tari Yosubimenu. Rabbi Loz Mezari is not a greater Ben Tari than I am. Ella, why you look out and get a shoe Ben Gdoilim Yosubimenu? He comes from better Yichus. He comes from a better family, a greater family.
This is Yerushalmi, it's also the Brachos.
Yeah, I said it's in the Bible. It's in the Yerushalmi brachos.
Yerushalmi brachos.
Yeah, but also it's in the
But the part where the key was upset, that was not in the Bible.
That's only in Yerushalmi. It's only in the Bavli. Okay, thanks. I'm glad you remember that. I didn't remember that. It said El Shubeng Doyes Amen. Asher Adam Shazochul Avosa. Praiseworthy is a person whose forefathers have garnered for merit. Praiseworthy is a person who has a peg from which to dangle, which I don't got. What was his peg? Was the 10th generation from Ezra Sefer. Now that day, several benches were at the base medish. How many Ohayusham were there? There were 80 benches. It doesn't record how many people sat on a bench. Could be each bench is one person, but probably it's more than that. Obviously, I assume it's like, sizable amounts. But in any event, there was, it says that there were now 80 benches on the Chalim Yerusham, besides the people who, in the standing room only section behind the fence. There are 300. Besides the people who are behind the fence. Like it says over there, Yom Shoshivu as Rabbi Lozmer, as Rabbi Yeshiva, the day they put Rabbi Lozmer as Rabbi Yeshiva, the Yeshiva says it's expanded. Says my time that we learned over there. Is that me, Josh?
That day that they did a bunch of tekanos.
Right. Tamatian, and this is one of them. Tamatian, it says over there, Zemi Josh, Dorsh, Rabbi Lozmer, as Rabbi Livne, Chachomi, Karen Biavne. This is the marriage which Rabbi Lozmer, as Rabbi Dacher, Karen Biavne. Was there a kerem, a vineyard there? We're sitting in rows like a kerem, like a vineyard in front, and that's kerem biavne because they were sitting in rows, like the clusters of grapes. Okay, so the long and the short of it is, they went to every member of the yeshiva in his house to attempt to appease him. Also, Gabi Rabbi Shui, Sekender Rabbi Shui, Vashchet, Avamavid, Machni, found as a blacksmith making deals. Amalei, so he said, Minelan, Avachai, from this you make a parnoza. Amalei, so Rabbi Yeshua said, fascinating answer, he said, Var Kedun, and this is also in the Bible, Var Kedun, a boy made until now, you did not know, right? Only now do you come to know, literally. Oilo, the door shot parnoza, what a generation whose leader you are that you don't even know what parnasa your Talmidei Chachamim have. Amar lo. So he said, Na nesi lach, nevertheless, I respond to you, I'm moichel you. So Shalim Gabriel Rebbelezer ben Azariah chav katzor, so they sent a certain laundry to Rebbelezer ben Azariah. These times, some said they sent Rabbi Akiva himself, Rabbi Akiva. Amar lein, Rabbi Akiva said to Rebbelezer ben Azariah, Mishu maze yaze. Somebody who, the person who has who sprinkles part of the waters that has a chazok to do it, should spray and sprinkle. Mishaino mazah, however, a person who does not have the chazok not to sprinkle himself, lo ban mazah, nor even is he a son of a sprinkler. Yomer la mazah ben mazah, he will say to the sprinkler, the son of a sprinkler, may mecha may me mara, the water is using for the part of the war, brackish, non kosher waters. They farecha, and the ashes used in paraduma is not ashes of paraduma, but rather efer makle, meaning stam ashes of sunburnt object. So what he's trying to say is, look, Rabbi Gamliel was always the nasi. We're going to take him down just for you as a man of no experience. You made up with Rabbi Gamliel, fine. Anivatem, you and I, nor I and you, nashkimu, all go peaceful shur Gamliel, tovri and Gamliel, in order to receive him again as Nasi. Avo b'chei, nevertheless, lo yidua so miglos, and he didn't kick him down, the latter, el amino so abes, and the Bible says he used to serve 1 week out of four. But here he says he got the second in command. So to be the Nasi was on Gamliel, but he remained the abes, which is the second in command. Okay? Eluena ma'amodos. These are the ma'amodos. Now ma'amodos are, actually the Gemara Mishnah will say, but not yet. Sabbath Bnei Yisrael Korban Yisrael Lachmi Lishai says, command Bnei Yisrael on my korban, my bread for my fire. Chet korban Osho Adam. So the korban tamid is Am Yisrael's korban to Hashem. So or any korban tea for that matter. Ve'echad ye korbano chet korban Osho Adam korban. How can a person's korban be sacrificed? Ve'oino Emin Agava. He's not standing there. Elishi Skinu and Avim Rishonim. So therefore, the first Avim made. Esrim v'arba v'esrim mishmar, 24 mishmaros of Kohanim. V'alkol mishmar mishmar, and every mishmar of Kohanim, hoya maimo v'yushalayim, there used to be a gathering, both in the cities, in the hinterlands, but in the Yushalayim, designated people, shavayim shal yisraelim v'shal yisrael, of Kohanim v'yisraelim, to be the representative of Am Yisrael, to show that Korban Tamid represents all of Am Yisrael. Yigiyas mana mishmar, and when the time of the mishmar, of the watch of the 24 corresponding those people who had become the Mishmar Skuna, right? I'm sorry, lost my train of thought. Here's my Mishmar. If the Mishmar came of the 24, so Kohanim Levim Oli Mishalim. The Kohanim Levim are Gov Yerushalayim, and also some of the Yisrael, actually. But the Yisrael Shavos and Mayim Mishra, primarily the Yisrael have to do with their Mishra, are called the Maimet, Miskatsva Reim, they gather in their own cities, according to my separations and read my separations. They don't have to actually go, all of them, to Yerushalayim. Lotzus asks, Lotzur Chada Elo, Eloin Mamodos. Why did it start Eloin Mamodos and bring that apostle? First, tell us a little bit about Ma'amodos. If you say, Eilat Ma'amodos, what are they? Miskansi Barim, that they gather in their cities, recording my sabratius, and they read my sabratius, right? Why don't you bring in the mission with that? Why don't you bring in the mission with the Pasuk? Says a very obvious answer. Well, ask Kilim, it's Chis Parsha. We want to begin with the Pasuk from the beginning of the Parsha. All right, Rabbi Yehuda said, Eilat Smedim, these Smedim, Korbanel, Korbanoseon, shall call Yisrael in the Korbanos of Am Yisrael. Im Yukois Olim Yushal, so if that's the case, Im Yukois Olim Yushalayim, maybe have all of Am Yisrael come to Yushalayim for the Talmud. Leis Ksiv El Sholosh Pamim Ashrei Kol Zchuchot, that's only 3 times a year they have to go with all of your mail to Yushalayim. Im Yukois Olim Yushalayim, tell them, maybe on the other hand say Am Yisrael doesn't, then it's still part of the question. Because that would be, you know, if you're going to say, oh, they should all go to Yushalayim every day, right? You guys so call Yoshim Talim, Vox even that was half to Ganecha. In the old days people actually used to have to work for a living. Shocking as that may seem to my generation. So since it says Vasav to Ganecha, Mio Save Lem and Sadogan was going to gather the grain, so therefore they can't have to go every day. Elishis Kina Nevi'im is showing, and that's why the first Nevi'im made Chav Dal Mishmar 24 Mishmar Svakom Mishmar Mishmar. And every Mishmar Yo'omud Mishalayim. There was a battalion or a legion or a regiment. Yerushalayim Shekoyim Shalavim Shayisraelim Koyin Levi Levi Yisrael. Kain learned Arbov Esrim Elif Amud Yerushalayim. They used to have 24,000 people in the Maimed of Yerushalayim itself. Or it's without even people who came from the hinterlands. The Chatzi Amud, and then were another 12,000 who came from Yericho. also could produce 24,000 people to go up to Shulayim. The difference to Shulayim, we only have half the number, not the full number corresponding to Shulayim. Now, Kohanim in this group would go to Avodah. Elvim would go to the Duchen. The Yisrael Mochimah, after the Yisrael stand, and they look serious. They demonstrate, Shem Shluchim Shal Yisrael, that they are the agents of all of Am Yisrael to maintain the connection with the Korban Torah, which means sacrifice. Tani Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi
Shimon.
Mm-hmm.
But
these are the Israel.
Oh, these are the Israel.
Right. Okay. Tani Rabbi Shimon says, "According to the Israel of Ashir, priests, Levites, Jew, regular Jews, and song, Machmas Korban is all necessary for the Korban." Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Time, Rabbi Shimon, what's the possible Rabbi Shimon? Use kol mishtachavim. All the general, all the community bows. Eli Yisrael, Yisrael. Vashir mishor, and the song is being sung. Elavim, Atzlavim. Vachatzoyt, so it's milchatzetzim, and the trumpets are being trumpeted. Elo Chronicles, only Chronicle trumpet trumpets. Alechlosa oila, until you finish the Korban." I call Makvisol the carbon, the impediments of the carbon. Right, Tom Shere Lenz is Shamalomi, how do I hear it from here? It says, what's no Levim, this one, I gave Levim over to our Nisrul Jimitok Bnei Yisroel. Well, okay, El Levim, that's obviously considered Levim. Lavodis Avodas Miso, who does the Avoda? El Quanim. Lechapro Bnei Yisroel is a continuation of the Pasuk Zeashir. That's the song. Floyev Bnei Yisroel Negev. Begash when they saw Kodesh, they shouldn't be afflicted when they come to Kodesh, right? They shouldn't go too close. Eli saw that he saw were brought close on the Regolim. We know that song is called a form of Kapara. Depends who's singing, I guess. Chena avoid the Barnatim Sherem, and I said, the Chapra of Bnei Yisrael is Asher. In that post, which you just brought down, it says, although it's not printed in the Gemara, it's printed in the Korbanato. Is the Chapra of Bnei Yisrael? What's the Chapra of Bnei Yisrael? That's the song. Minayin Shashir Makiv. How you know it's important to have song? Rabbi Yaakov Barachov, Rabbi Bultur, B'Shem Rabbi Chen said the Chapra of Bnei Yisrael is a shir because it says the Chapra of Bnei Yisrael, and that's the extra words which you dash it to mean the song. So that means that the songs are very important. Okay. Rabbi Yaakov Barachov, Rabbi Chia, B'Shem Rabbi Yechon said Shimon Amishmos Kuno Amem and Moshe. Moshe made 8 mishmors, not 24. Arba Mishal Lazar, 4 from Lazar, Var Mishal Mishomar, and 4 from Mishomar. That's it. He exhausted the Kohanim, right? Ad Shomah David Shmuel Aroyah, until David and Shmuel go rose, Vosifalem Ot Shmar, they add another 8. Arba Mishal Lazar, they added 4 from Lazar, Var Mishal Mishomar. So what are we up to now?
16.
Mm-hmm.
So that's for the entire year, was only originally 8?
Yeah.
So that means...
It was recycled over and over again. Yeah. Now then, Ubikshu Osif Ochmona, they wanted to add another 8, Vlasosim Chavdal, and make them 24. Benim Tzum Shal Lazar, Velomim Tzum Shal Yisomar. At that point, they could only find more tribes of Lazar, not of Yisomar. So actually, anything over 8 was only Lazar, not Yisomar. So up to 8 is... Right, up to 16. So up to 16. So up to 16 was, so actually, up to 16 was 8 and 8, and then Elazar had another 8, so it's 8 and 8. He had 16, so towards the summer's 8. Okay? Although, see, that's how it says, I'm two B'nai Elazar, Robin Rosh Yigibarim, there are more B'nai Elazar. At the heads of the warriors, mean B'nai Yisrael from the people of Yisomer. Rabbi Yaakov Barachon, Rabbi Chulim, Rabbi B'titzi, Parim B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan said, base of Echad, Achuz, this, I guess this is another pasuk, Achuz the Lazar. Base of Echad, Achuz the Lazar. There was one additional one per existing one. Base of Echor for each base of Echor which you already had, that was for Lazar, because Lazar had 8.
Right.
Oh, he didn't have eight, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had eight, and he got another eight, one per. And that makes 16, right? And, what does achuz mean? Shmashu tafas tafas, he retained that which he had previously. Rabbi Zira B'Shem Huna said, Lachzir Yud Zayin, that at the end of 17, on the 17th week, that's the first time Yisamer gets it. It's 16 weeks of Lazar. You don't alternate weeks. 16 weeks of Lazar, and then only after the end of Yisamer get it in the 17th week. Shema Deh, and Lachzir Yud Zayin, Shechazer Masi LaLazar, and then after the whole thing is over, it starts again from a Lazar. Now, why don't we just make 23? You'll see, we learned this at the end of Sukkah in the Yerushalmi. Let me see if it says, Hema Yisad David Shmuel, this is what David Shmuel may establish. Her Rabban or some, it showed their craft. What is Rabban or some? Umnus Gdolo is a special craft. Shem Mishmar Noita Vashoyna Mister Chuzza Chito Chavero. No Mishmar had, took, you know, remember we learned this in Sukkah. Whoever was the Mishmar in effect at the time, the Yovel got to stay Achuzos, which were relinquished at that time. So the course, so the way they set up with 24 Mishmaros, no Mishmar would repeat being on Yom Kippur when Yom Kippur of Yovel came around until all 24 went. They made the Luach wonderfully cyclical, so that would work. Okay? So, says more Amarevo, Chishavtim, I talk of measure this, I reckoned it. Shem Mishmar Noito, Shor Noito Vashem Se Achuzah, no Mishmar gets double property by having a Kibber of Yevah come out during its time, Achito Chaver until all the other ones got. Now, why are we concerned this should be 23? Because of Bilga. Remember Bilga, they were the rotten Mishmar. So we wanted to eliminate them, so that's why we wanted to make sure with you, but I was throwing everything awry. The interesting thing is that the mice is built according by Sheni. The Baishe is no longer Steachuza. But since the Beit Hamikdash is rebuilt, so then we'll go back to Steachuza, so they didn't want to undermine the system they have put in place, which does work when there's Steachuza, when there's Yoiva, which had not worked, in fact, since Bais Rishon. Okay? Says, Arba Mishmaros Halu Min HaGola. All the Kohanim were stinkers. Of all the Kohanim, only four Mishmaros came out from the Gola, of the 24. Yedaya, Charum, Pashchur, and Nimar. So the Nevi'im were with them, made a deal with them. Shafil Yochid used to be number one. Oyla min agoy becomes up and bado shaloid ches a mishnah shalvarab. Tough, he's out of order. Yasat tfeilolo. He has to go after the four who came up at the right time. And how they divided up to retain the fiction of 24 mishmaros. Well, I'm the Nevi'im shemidem. It's a good question. I'm glad you asked. The Nevi'im Sheminim came, Vasu Chavdal Gogolois, and they made 24, what? Lots, thank you. Vitilim Kaf, and they put him into a lottery box. Uboya Daya Venotal Chavnotal, and Yedaya came and took Fachamishavu, five slots, and his own. Chiram Chiram came and Notal Chamishavu. Hareishisho, that's six. Vav Pashchu v'Nata Chamishavu, that's 18. Harei Vav Vaimar v'Nata Hey v'Vav, and he also did the same thing. So now you have yeah, 24 mishmaros divided among four people, because each one then got six. There are only four that came up from Bavel.
Yeah.
And they divide all 24 among them by lot. So each Mishmar is now taking over four. How many Mishmars there used to be?
24.
Yeah, so if each Mishmar is taking over for how many?
Six.
Six, right. So these drew a lot in order to determine what the ones would be. Okay. It says, Ravitnu Beinem, and again, the same clause before, the Navi made it tonight. Shafilu Yoriv, Oilumina Golim, Yoriv comes up now. Shloitcha is a Mishra Shalafonav, he doesn't change the order. Liasid Felo, he comes at the end of the very order. Vada Rosha Mishmaros, now after they divide up to Mishra, the Rosha Mishmaros themselves, also some they divide themselves up, also some, but also Atman brought the Avos, they made it divided up into families, base offs. Okay? The Yesh Mishra Shayuba, their Mishmaros had Chamisha, Shisha, Shiva, Shmona, Tisha, all sorts of numbers of Bati Avos. Now Mishra Shayuba Chamisha, let's say his Mishra had five Bati Avos, but how many days did they have to serve with their five Bati Avos?
Seven.
Right. So while they work, they only have five Bati Avos. So it says, Mishra Shayuba Chamisha, Shlosh Makim, Shlosh Yomim, or three of them were sacrificed for two of the days, and then Rishnayim, the last two guys, Makriv and Arba Yomi, they can only sacrifice two apiece, 4 days altogether. Do you understand why? If they're five, so then three of them get Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, right? And then you have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos left to divide among the other two guys. So actually, the other two guys come out ahead, because everybody else got 1 day, they get 2 days, right? Says, what's the case of Shisha, of six? Mishma Shebo Shisha, they had six. Chamisha Makrim, Chamisha Yomim, five sacrifices in 5 days, each one a day. Ve'echo Makrim Shneyomim, one guy gets 2 days, he's the lucky guy. Mishma Shebo Shiva, Mishma, they had seven. Kolecho Ve'echo Makrim Yomim, everybody takes his own day. Mishma Shebo Shmona, Mishma, they had eight. Shisha Makrim Yomim, six people get whole days, Ushnaim and two others, Makrim Yom Echo, they gotta split the extra day. Mishra Shabbat Tisha, Mishra Chad 9, Makrim and Chamisha Yomim, Chamisha Makrim and Chamisha Yomim, five people get 5 days, in other words, one a day apiece, and Aaron Makrim Ushnaim Yomim, and two of them get 2 days apiece.
So always, the first 5 days are always singles.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to
Zero.
Any reason for that?
I don't know. I guess because it makes up to be first for getting more. Umar says a butzina tava mikra. It's better to have a small pumpkin in the hand than two than a larger pumpkin still on the ground. One in the hand is worth two in the bush. So rather the ones who got earlier would rather get more. All right. In any event, v'yesh v'yishkov atzmi liyolam. Some of them never varied. They always were the same base off whenever the rotation came. It's such as the next word, the Gilin of Fine Chairs from Mishmar to base off. Base off Shabbos, 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 Solomon. Regardless, whatever base off was in Shabbos was always in Shabbos. That was never switched. Motzei Shabbos, and so the others at the corner, wherever was on Sunday, would always be on Sunday. Motzei Shabbos, Solomon. Yeshem, and those who should be shamed, Magrilim. Those made a lottery, I'll call Mishmar, missionary Mishmar. Yeshem, and Shri Magrilim, and those who did Mishmar for each Shemitah year, who would be the base up for which day for each cycle of Shemitah. So the bottom line is that this is very fluid. Okay? Says, well, Rabbi Yehava Memani Trey Minuyim. Rabbi appointed always two guys in the same office. Like, you know, they should always have rivalries, and, you know, Rebbe came up ahead because everybody was going to be trying to outdo the other guys. So in any event, Rebbe always used to appoint two guys simultaneously. So it says, in Avon Kedai, if one of them was good enough, Avon Miskaminle was going to leave him alone. He loved, if not Avon Miskaminle, they would have kicked him out and have the other one in charge. Me the Dharma, because Rebbe was lying, Pukki the Brady told his son, by the way, he commanded his son. Omer Lein, he said, Lotavike, don't you follow my example. Elamani kul kachado, appoint all of them as one, not two people simultaneously. And Mani, the point should be Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama, reverse the name. Birosh is the Rosh Yeshiva in Tipori, where Rabbi lived. The Lomalomi say, why don't we count them as well? So why didn't they appoint him? The Taki wasn't appointed, despite the fact that Rebbe said they should, but they didn't appoint him. Why not? Amar Rabbi, Dreima, I guess, or Drosa, begin to talk in Leib Tzipori Tziporoi, because in Tzipori the residents didn't like him. Do you know why they didn't like him? Again, Ashraz points out, I would not have figured out otherwise. Because he was a guy who wouldn't fast with the people of the city. In the first parak. He said he's not going to fast with them. Because, you know, it's their fault, it's not my fault. So they didn't like him for that. So he didn't want him to be the Rosh Yeshiva. Okay, it says, well, begin Tzavcha, I think just because somebody shouts, it says we don't want him. Right, we follow crowd mod mentality. They had a legitimate gripe. They didn't daven for that. Rabbi Avi Yossi, Al Shoshiva Tambarav means he was punished Min Hashemayim because he was fresh to Rabbi once. He was chutzpahdik. Rabbi Avi Yossi Masi, Rabbi was sitting and learning. It should be slightly gears are changed. Instead of Zochri Poto Paltechemosi, it should be Paltu Paltechemosi. I am at the Pasuk in Yecheskel, certainly not obligated to know that. For you, Lahari Kioni Kayos, and will be to the mountains like the vines of the valleys. Kulam, and it should be Hamos. They're all shocked. So, in any event, the Pshat and the Pasuk is not germane. But what is germane is Amar Le Homos. So Rabbi Chama actually corrected. He would correct Rabbi, he said it's not Homos, it's Homos. So Rabbi got upset. Amar Le Henkari, so where did you learn how to lane? Amar Le, so he said, Rokan Rabbi Nuna the Bava, learn Rabbi Nuna the Bava. Amar Le, so Rabbi said, go down there and more lay, tell him the minisa chacham, that he'll make you the chacham. But I ain't going to make you a chacham because you're a fresh kid. So then Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama knew he ain't going to be appointed during Rabbi's lifetime. Okay. But Rabbi said to Lee in his last will that he should be appointed afterwards. However, once he died, once Rabbi died, the son of Rabbi wanted to make this Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama the head of the yeshiva. He refused to accept it. So Gemara in Bavli in the Ksuvah. So Amar Lehi said, I refuse to accept it. Mismani to be appointed. Atzman Mismani Rabbi Pas to Roy Makamoy. I want Rabbi Pas, who's called in the Bavli Rabbi Efes, not because he was a zero, but because he was humble, I guess. Mm-hmm. But he, what? Mm-hmm. Okay, so they want to appoint him instead. So, Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama wanted him appointed instead. Furthermore, Baba Tamon Chazav, a certain old man there, Omar, he said, we don't even know it's a Tamon Chacham, but he said, In Chanina Kadamai, if Chanina is before me, Anatinian, I'm number two. In Rabbi Pastor Roma Kadmoy, if Rabbi Pastor Roma is before me, Anatinian, I'm number two. Regardless, I want to be number two. I don't want to be number one, but I want to be number two. So Rabbi Chanina was a big Baal Midos, he accepted to be the third. Rabbi Chanina said, so Chis Marachas Yomi, I was merited having a long life. Imigin Ha'adam Yosef, it's because of this, that I was Marachal in the Bin Rosh Shiva until it was the third. Imigin, perhaps because the Havis Solik means very Tzipori, once upon a time. Several times I would go in from Tzari to Tzipori. I zigzagged or went out of the way on my journey. Mail Mishal Bishlomi Rabbi Shimon Bar Chalafta. I went to ask and inquire the piece of Shimon Chalafta. Ain should be Ain to Aina, and the fig, Ain to Aina is like the name of the place. So since he was a big Makir Rabbona and Mavakir Cholim or whatever he was doing there, so that's why he made his Marach Yomi. Basically, I don't know which reason it is, if it's the reason of being humble with Rabbi Efes, or the reason of being humble and serving Hashem in Chalafta. New Maisa, Shmuel b'Din the Beis Shila, Shmuel and those of Beis Shila, Havu Shalim b'Shlam Ayod in the Sea, Koyom, this go ask, inquire the health of the Nasi every day. I guess when Shmuel still lived in Eretz Yisrael, when he was a Talmud of Rebbe, because there's no Nasi in Babel. This is when he was still a Talmud, in his Talmud days. Vav, in the Beis Shila, other Kadmei. The people from Beis Shula go before Shmuel, for Yasin Kiyasin Kadme, and I lost my place. And they would sit down in front of the king, the Nasi. Pagi Nikol Shmo Vais Rasavina Kadmoi. So one time the Beis Rishila gave cover to Shmo and they put him in front of themselves. So then Rav came in after Shmuel came in, who came in after Beis Shila, and Shmuel gave him Ayakar honor, Vosmine Kame, so he put it in front of him. So it's Beis Shila in the back, then Rav Shmuel, then Rav. So I'm in the Beis Shila, so the P.O. Beis Shila said, Anon Tinyonon Anon. We're number two. We're number two. Right? We can't be number one. We gave Shmuel the cover. But we ain't giving cover to two people in front of us. That we're not doing. The Kibbalah Shmuel Mason Tlisoy. So Shmuel is Makabo that he should sit third in the last row. Okay? That's a big sign of Midos that he's willing to forego his closed street of honor for other people and for humility.
It's appropriate Gemara during Sphira. The Tamidim didn't give respect to each other. Except for Shmuel, it seems that the other Talmudim.
That's an interesting point. Yeah, in other words, there was a little, they have to have it covered, right? Okay, now we have a bit of a Haskalah Shi Yerushalmi. Ready? You like this one?
Haskalah.
Haskalah, you don't like.
Torah.
Not Torah, Mada, but daring Gemara. You'll see. They found three Sefer Torah in the Azara. Sefer Ma'oni, the Sefer of Ma'oni, Sefer Ze'utute, and Sefer He. You'll see what those things are in a minute. Now, so there are three Sefer Torah in the Azara, and they came back from the Golos. Becho Matzu Kos, one they found, this is the Sefer Ma'oni. It said, Ma'on Elohei Kedem. In Zosa Baruch says, they found it saying, Ma'on Elohei Kedem. Vishnayim, that's the one saver. The other two they found, so see, Ma'onol okay, Kedem. Remember that that's right after Shishi and Laini for Zosa Brocha. Ma'onol okay, Kedem, and something, something. So in any event, so they found it with the hay in one, to Svarim, without a hay in one saver. So how did they decide? Wasn't a Kabbalistic procedure. Vishnayim, Bilu'echo, they went after the two over the one. That's a saver, Ma'oni, which was rejected. Be'echon now, one saver the Matzu Kosov, they said, found the pasuk which is in Mishpatim. By Shlach Zatute B'nei Yisrael, Moshe sent the young guns of B'nei Yisrael to go up Har Sinai. Mishnayim even two it says, by Shlach is Na'arei B'nei Yisrael, sent Na'zatute, not the word Zatute, which is more derogatory, but the word Na'arei. The Kibushlayim people echoed, so they went over the two over the one. Okay? So here again we find that
how is Zatute is not even a Hebrew word?
What?
I'm not sure Zatute.
Yeah, but there are Aramaic words in Chumash, but Totofos is not a Hebrew word either.
So these were actually
Totofos. The Kriyuk Sivs are all based on they found variant yourselves and they didn't know what to do, so they just followed the majority of texts.
But this is not the Kriyuk Siv.
True, but next one is words. No, next one. Says Mara. One they found Teisha He. Normally in the Torah, whenever it says He, it's written who, right? Except for once every Torah they found nine places in Chumash where it says He. Veshnayim Siv El Chadasar where it says He. Bekim Veshnayim Bitlu Echon. They went after the two, the two Svarim which had 11 He's instead of nine Svarim which had all, the one Sefer which had only one He. So in any event, all this is coming around about back to Yuchsin. Amar Yilevi Elis and Megillas Yochsim Matzu Yerushalayim. They found Megillas Yochsim Yerushalayim as well. Besides Sefer Torah, Kosev said Hillel means the David. Hillel came from David. Now, in fact, Hillel was from did David, but not from David himself. Hillel was actually not from Shev Yehuda. From what Shev does Hillel? No clue. Binyamin. He was from the Kavos of Beis David, but from the Schoim of Beis Binyamin, actually. Hillel HaNosi and all of his descendants, including Rabbi Yehuda HaNosi, of course. So, Hillel, what?
The previous daf we had, that which meaning was a descendant, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a descendant of Ezra?
Yeah.
I thought it was a descendant of Hillel.
No. I was a Kohen. Elizabeth, I was a Kohen.
Yeah,
Yeah. I think it's explicit in the Gemara in Shabbos somewhere. Meister Behem and stuff like that. He was pretty sure it was a Kohen. So, which Ezra was. Ezra was a Kohen. Okay. Ben Yatzif, wherever these guys were, is, we don't know. Ben Yatzif, I mean, the Asav, he came from Asav. That was one of the Levim, I think one of the Lamnatech, Lemizmor, Lo'asav. I think it was one of the, you know, the choir masters and the Pesach Mikdash. Ben Tzitzis HaKeses, that was Rabbi Akiva's, oh no, that was just a rich guy. I mean, the Avner, he came from Avner. Avner, who was murdered by Yoav, right? Avner was the general, the last general of Ishbosheth, of Shaul's son Ishbosheth, right? Ben Kubisin, I mean, the Achav. Achav had kids still around. Ben Kabasavua, that was Rabbi Akiva Shver. I mean, the Kalev. Rabbi Yannick came from...
This is Achav of Russia?
Yeah.
So he had...
Descendants, yeah.
I mean, a good descendant.
Well, we don't know. It just says Ben Kubisin. We don't know what Ben Kubisin is. He might have been a band gangster for all we know. It doesn't say what he was. Rabbi Yannick came from the house of Eli. Here it says Min Yahud Min Tziporin, but the Shari Torah Seretz Yisrael changes based on the measure. It says the Beis Tziporin, the people of Beis Tziporin come Min Yehu, who's another Russia king in Navi. Rabbi Chia Rabba came Ibnei Shpatya Ben Avital. She's a woman in Tanakh. I forgot what her role is, but she was married. I think there's things to Shaul or somebody. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chalafta. The Yonadav and Rechav, also people appear in Tanakh. Rabbi Nechemiah came in Nechemiah Tarshasta from Nechemiah of Ezra Nechemiah fame, or Nechemiah the governor. Tani, we learned Seder HaSev. In order to recline a meal, Bismachim Shtem Bitos, when there are two people and two couches, Hagolish Ben Ole Mesib Barosh, Hoyoyna, the more distinguished person goes and he reclines on the more inner or upper bed, Rashein Lamatiman, and the lower, the lesser person goes by his feet, right? Bismachim Shoshmitos, when there are three beds, Hagodosh Bo, and the greatest of three, Olu Mesib Barosh, I'm sorry, he goes to the middle bed. Vasheni Lo, and the second is Lamala, is above the head of this guy. Vashlishi, and the third guy, Lo Lamata Mimano, he goes below. The Chemasim Rochin, and so too, they go off in each direction from the middle guy, who's always the most Choshev guy. So the middle guy is always the most Choshev, above him is the second, below him is the third, and so on and so forth down the line. Amresh, tough. We're not makban these things nowadays. We don't have couches like that. You don't recline while eating. All right, so Avos derech chesed and korin. Now it's an interesting thing. It says the Avos are also in Maris HaMachpelah. Avraham's in the middle. Yitzhak's on one side, Yaakov's on the other side. Now there's a long mara upon him here in the middle that he asked the guest who came to from Chevron about it. It's a long thing here in the bottom, just in the bottom of the corner. It says, and the guests told him, the Arabs don't let us into Maris HaMachpelah, so we really can't know this. But he said, but I once snuck in somehow, and he says it wasn't like that. And the truth is, I asked somebody today in Yeshiva, was there recently, I haven't been Maris HaMachpelah, I think, since 1969. But he said, actually, they're not buried that way. They're not, Avram is in one place by himself, and then Yitzhak and Yaakov. But the answer to that is, we don't know. The Arabs put up those things.
Right, there are signs up there anyway, but who knows if those signs are accurate?
Yeah, we have no actual idea, because we would have to actually go down below. Rabbi Gorin claims he was down there, but I don't know if I accept that. But in any event, what?
The wives buried separately?
Well, now the way they buried, the way the Arabs claim that they're next to each other, and it sounds that way also from the Gemara Baba Basra. It says that Avram and Sarah are buried together. But, we can't know unless you actually go down there into the cave itself. Okay. Yeah, he writes here that they have a box. If you look here, almost at the end, Otsi Perli Achochem Asher, it's an interesting thing. If you have time, you should look at this. There was a box in the wall, on a pillar in the wall. He asked the Arab guard, that's where the head of Esau was. All right. Yeah. So amen. This would be long parts of it. Alright, obviously it does. It says, that's my Talmud even learned over there. Shimon HaTzadik, it's all famous. Talmud even learned, Shimon HaTzadik, I skipped. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Bar, Achav Hashem Riyah said, the Olam Eina Olam Ma'imid al Korbanos, the world is sustained on Korbanos. Of course, now we don't have Korbanos, so we have substitutes, as we'll learn. Talmud even learned, Shimon HaTzadik, I'm sure Knesset, there was one left over, Zanchik Knesset, Dolly Omer, he said, how Shlosh Dvorim Olam Ma'imid. Church sends three things, all the Torah, all the Voda, but not the Bnei Akiva Avoda. It means Avoda is our Korbanos, Avoda is our Tefillah. Agmil is Chasson. Ushlosh and Pasuk, Echad, they're all the same Pasuk. Pasuk, Dvorai Bepicha, I put my words in your mouth, Zutoyla. Vitzel Yadak Sisicha, with my hand, I covered you, that's Gmil is Chasson. Okay, in other words, the hand extends. Amelcha teaches Shukomi Yosha Isaac, but Turing Milus Chasoy, but it's about Turing Milus Chonim, Zoychalisha Mitzil Shukoshbro is in the shade of Hashem. Although the Chsi Mayokar Chazucha Elohim, how precious is your goodness, Hashem, your Ubnei Adam Tel Chafech, and some people will take shelter in your wings. Lito Shomayim Lisod Oret Elu HaKorbanos. So what plants the heavens and founds the land, that's the Korbanos. V'leimer l'tzion ami atah, and to tell Tzion, you are my nation, El Yisrael, who are involved in all these things. Amrei v'chenir, bar papa chazrani kol mikra, look through the entire Tanakh, lo matzano shenikrin El Yisrael, Tzion, never found an ami so called Tzion, Elo zeh. And this said this pasuk, v'leimer l'tzion ami atah, and obviously in this pasuk, because in the context of Korbanos, which are brought in Tzion, Am Yisrael is called Tzion in order to stress the significance of Korbanos. World stands at three things: our Latin, on judgment; our Emes, on truth; our Shalom, and on peace. They're all the same thing. Nasa Adin, if you make judgment properly. Nasa Emes, there becomes truth. Nasa Shalom, there becomes peace. They're all one pasuk. Emes. Truth and justice and peace, all that should be brought about by judgment in your gates. Have a good day.